6:42 on First Edition 5G. Well, you hear a lot about it, but do you really need it? And is it here? Joining us live on Tech Tuesday, Bill Sikkens, host of User-Friendly 2.0, heard Saturday evenings right here on AM 860 The Answer from 5 to 6. And Verizon is promising 5G in 30 markets by the end of the year. AT&T is also on the 5G bandwagon. Are you, Bill Sikkens?
Well, I'm working to get there, and it's a matter of finding the right wagon. That is basically what it comes down to. So what 5G is, just to anybody that's not familiar with it yet, is it's the next generation of data, primarily for mobile phones, although 5G actually goes a little bit beyond that, and it's a service that will also target home internet. So up until now, these different generations, the number G stands for generation, is something to allow you to get to the internet over your smartphone. Each number, when it goes up, gives you a little more speed, has a few more features and that type of thing. The biggest difference with 5G is that they're now taking on things like your Comcast router, your Frontier system, and that type of thing. And the technology actually does have a wireless version that will be able to compete with that without latency and speed problems, so that you'll have a lot of different options to be able to choose from to be able to get to the internet. So it's a good thing. Now, as far as the rollout goes here in Portland, the city itself has not been named one way or the other. We're going to be having this by the end of the year. We will eventually get it. And when we do, it will be something that will allow us to have a lot more capability and a lot more speed in our cars, in our homes, and on our phones.
So is it something that, down the road, if you don't have it, you're going to be left behind on the information superhighway?
Yes, it is definitely something that you are eventually going to want. And what I've been recommending to everybody is if you go out and you get a new device, like a new cell phone or something like that, go ahead and start looking at getting one that has the capability of 5G. While it won't work here just yet, it will be backward compatible to all of the other systems. And then when it is available, or if you travel somewhere where the service exists, you'll be able to use it.
And while you're cruising the information superhighway, there are ads that play as you browse the web. And the problem is one of these ad blockers that folks use to stop the ads, they're an ally of online advertising. So it seems like mixed purposes, and you really aren't getting what you want if you're using them.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like we're being sent some mixed signals there. And that's actually exactly what's going on. So an ad blocker is a little piece of software that you can add onto your browser that stops those annoying ads that autoplay when you go to a website. And I know I've run into this. There's times that it's just inappropriate if you're browsing at work or doing something else. You don't want this giant audio thing to come on and start yelling at you, and it seems to be that's the way that most of them do. So there's a number of different options for that out there to be able to block these ads. The problem is that some of these companies are selling on the other end where they're saying, well, you still want your ad to get through, go ahead and pay us, and even though the ad blocker is out there, we will whitelist a few things. And some of the bigger companies have subscribed to this, certainly Google, Apple, that type of thing. Now, according to the company that's doing this, they're saying, well, revenue for these websites is a lot of times paid for through these ads. So when it's completely blocked out, you can't get to the other information. This is a kind of middle-of-the-road approach so that some things still go through, but it's juried, although what the jurying process seems to be is who pays them to be able to be, as I say, whitelisted to allow their advertising to get to you. So it still does restrict it to some extent, but it doesn't completely block it out. And if you're looking for an ad blocker, there's a number of different options. Do a little research online to see what works and what doesn't work for you. Also keeping in mind that in some cases, the ones that completely block out the advertising will also create certain problems where websites themselves may not work.
And before we let you go, Bill, a problem with the Apple Watch and iOS, it sounds like someone could be listening in while you're talking.
Yeah, this is a little bit creepy. Actually, this is a lot creepy. Things like this seem to pop up a lot, and what it is there's a feature within Apple Watch, and the iPhone that allows you to be able to use what they call a walkie-talkie feature. And the base of what it is actually something that's very interesting and slick. So you have your own system and you want to talk to, say, your kids or something like that. You just push a button and it works like a two-way radio, like the old-fashioned walkie-talkie, so you don't have to dial a number and connect and all of that type of thing. The only problem is due to a bug and exploit within the system, it was possible for a third party to be able to listen in and eavesdrop on these calls. And Apple still to this day hasn't completely forthcoming what the process was to do that, just that it existed and that it was a problem. A problem to the extent that they actually disabled the software about 2 weeks ago completely while they got on to get the bugs worked out of it. The next version update is supposed to bring it back, and it is now supposed to be secure. So we'll see if that actually is the case, but that's what that is. And as we see more and more of these products come out, and it's just something to keep in mind, that every time you have something that's kind of cool that technology can do, there almost always is the bad guys out there trying to figure out a way to use it for a nefarious purpose. And I think that's what happened here with this walkie-talkie system.
Bill Sickens, host of User Friendly 2.0, heard Saturdays from 5 to 6 right here on AM860 The Answer. Thanks for joining us here on Tech Tuesday.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.